Okay, so we're all taking a lot of Zoom meetings right now, and we're looking at the camera and we're looking at ourselves and saying, God, I really look awful, don't I? What's wrong with this picture? Well, my good friend Larry Becker, who's a photographer and videographer in Florida, has just written a book. It's called Great on Camera. He's got a bunch of tips for how to make yourself look way better. Larry, I'm going to toss it right to you. Where should we start?
Well, thank you.
Appearance, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's all about how you look and how you sound. So there are a couple of different things that that I push people toward. But one of the problems is people don't realize that the camera that they're using, whether it's a webcam or one that's built into their tablet or their phone or their computer, is wide angle. And so there are a lot of bad things that happen when you're really close to a wide angle lens, and it starts with making you look extra round. So what I tell people is, first of all, let's get the camera in the right place. So for me, I always suggest go straight at eye level. So you make eye to eye contact. Another thing is back away from the camera a little bit so that you're more normal human proportions. So one of the challenges is people, you know, feel like they need to be really close to the camera, and that's not always a good thing. So definitely back up.
Let's talk about appearance.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things that have to do with your appearance. And one of the things that affects your appearance is going to be lighting. I have a really bright outside light coming into my office all day long whenever I'm not on video. But as soon as I'm getting ready to go on video, I shut the blinds because that overpowering light just makes my appearance look really bad. I'm really, really blown out white on the side that the sunshine comes in and hits me on the side of the face. So that's terrible. Another thing that affects my appearance is I have really smooth forehead skin. And if I have any extra lights on at all, I look shiny. And if you look shiny, you look sweaty. And if you look sweaty, that tells people you're not really somebody I can trust. And so believe it or not, just a little bit of powder will knock down the shine and you'll look a whole lot better. And another thing is, what shirt are you wearing? A lot of people don't realize it, but the cameras do this thing with the sensor, the image sensor in the camera, that causes moiré pattern interference. And the way I explain it to people a lot of times is, it's like if you're looking through a screen door at another screen. And in Florida, here where I live, everybody has a pool with a big screened cage over it. And they all know if you have two screens, you're looking through both of them at the same time, you get these weird patterns of interference. Well, that happens with digital cameras and small patterns on shirts. So if you, or on any cloth. So if you have a shirt with a really tight design or even a ribbed look on the fabric, that can cause pattern interference, and your shirt then just looks all like it's electrical. It looks like bad interference patterns.
Clothing is, forget about plaids and patterns, solid colors, but not white or black.
Right. I like to stay away from black, white, and tight patterns. I don't mind stripes if they're really big. You can get away with that.
Okay. What about backgrounds? A lot of people like to go in front of bookshelves.
That's fine if it's all just books. But if you have a bookshelf and you have all kinds of different objects, but what's going to happen is people will start listening to you and then they'll get distracted by the weird stuff that's in your background. And if you want people just to pay attention to you, make your background simple.
Lighting. Webcams are very low resolution. And yep. We usually look pretty dark when we look at ourselves on the laptop. What can we do about that?
Couple things. The webcam is trying to balance all the light throughout the whole scene. And if you're wearing dark stuff and your scene is dark and you're backlit, your face is going to be fully in the shadow. So the best thing to do is have the brightest light near your webcam, but actually pointed at your face. So that'll light up your face. The other thing is, the lighter shirt you wear, the lighter overall the exposure will be throughout the image. And it'll probably end up looking better if you're wearing a medium to a light colored shirt.
So bottom lining, no distractions on a bookshelf, no distractions on my clothing, comb my hair, shave my face, put on the makeup, and get a light in front of me, and most importantly, eye-to-eye contact. Don't have the webcam looking up your chin.
Yeah, that's the worst, is looking up your chin. It's a little bit better to have it looking down at you, but I see beauty bloggers a lot saying do that, but I recommend eye-to-eye contact. That's just like you're talking to a friend.
All right. The name of the book is Great on Camera. The website is called greatoncamera.com, right?
That's it.
All right. Larry Becker from Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham, and I believe it's at Larry Becker on Twitter.
On Twitter, it's actually Becker Biz, B-I-Z.
All righty. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.